Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
The Blue Collar BS podcast helps blue collar business owners like you build a business that'll thrive for decades to come by turning that blue collar bullshit into some blue collar business solutions.
In this episode, you're going to learn focusing on the right things for your customer, the importance of raving customers raving about your employers, how the act and do different model supports your business growth, and the 5-to-2 employment debt ratio.
Today's guest is John Attlee, a Gen X water nerd who has taken his passion for water to the next level. He backs up his words with actions, creating a company people do not want to leave. We hope you enjoy the show. Welcome back to Blue Collar BS, Brad. How you doing today, my friend?
I am fantastic, sir. How are you?
Doing really great on this wonderful Friday afternoon. How's the weather over there?
Today is cool. But we got the second summer coming, or third summer, whatever we want to call it, later this week, next week, and 2 weeks, and then it'll probably snow.
Oh, I'm looking forward to the snow.
Snow
Love
is coming.
Me some snow. Let's bring it on.
Perfect. That is. I am not. I could just wait till November. That'd be great.
Nah, bring it. The more the better. The sooner the faster it gets here. Hell yeah.
So how did your pig pulling go last week?
We were pig pulling 200 pounds of pig, and it was delicious.
Awesome. Did everybody else enjoy it too that you were doing it for?
Yes. So we smoked for a day. Actually, it was a 3-day smoke that we did it for. So it was tasty. Every day was tasty.
Awesome. So, well, congrats.
Yeah, it's good times. It's good times. We love some smoked meat. So what do we got on the show today, Brad?
Who do we have on our show today? Well, we have a gentleman that I met probably 7 or 8 years ago at the Metropolitan Builder Association. His name is John Attlee. He has a Bachelor of Science degree from Carroll University. Technically it's Carroll College. You were a Carroll College grad, not a Carroll University grad, for those that are on the area that are sensitive to that. With a solid foundation architecture, he joined the company Water Doctors in 2010, discovering that he has a passion for water treatment and sales because the dude likes to talk. So in starting sales, John's dedication expertise led him to acquire the company in 2019, along with his wife, Amber. He is the water nerd. He is part of the Builders Association here in Milwaukee. He is part of the National Home Buildings Association. He's connected all over the place. He loves his bourbon. He loves his 2 fingers of coffee. He's got dogs. He gets into everything. And I am just grateful that he decided to be on the show with us. Mr. John Attlee, welcome to Blue Collar BS.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys. This is going to be a lot of fun today. How did I become the redheaded stepchild and not get invited for this pulled pork? I mean, what the hell?
Come on. I wasn't invited either. I just know about it.
Well, I mean,
it's a community service thing that he does.
It is. We do it for community service, and it's just a little outside the Milwaukee area. Just a little.
I mean, when you say a little outside the Milwaukee area, what?
Detroit.
200 miles?
Yeah, just round Lake Michigan. Just keep on going over to Lake Huron and you'll get close.
However, it's probably only an hour and a half if you can get Krieger to fly you there.
I mean, my brain was already going there. How about a small private plane gets me over there pretty quickly?
It'll take about 45 minutes. 45 minutes?
Easy flight. I could have talked somebody into that.
There you go. We can do that. Or, you know, we could tow the smoker. It does have wheels.
So you throw a pig on it, start your ass walking or driving this way. And, you know, by Monday we'll have pig here.
Yeah, we would. And it would be done by then. So it'd be very tasty. So before we go too far down this rabbit hole, and I forget, cause we're going to get real close to me forgetting. John, which generation do you fit in with or identify with?
Gen X.
All right.
I would definitely fit into the Gen X role
firmly inside the hash marks, right?
I am definitely inside the hash marks. My upbringing, my parents were of the 40s generation, so we were I had older parents growing up. So I had definitely the firm hand or the
yet you're still a smartass.
TV would say, "Hey, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?" Kind of a conversation. Don't speak unless spoken to was, maybe something I might have heard once or twice.
Yep. Are you a generation of the Wooden Spoon Survivor Club?
I did have nuns for upbringing. I do know that it hurts more when the wooden spoon breaks than when it doesn't.
Yep.
The ruler was not a thing yet for me when I was in elementary school. So, yeah.
How about the map pointer with the rubber tip?
The map pointer with the
map.
Rubber tip.
Wow. Map, right? The pointer.
Yeah. Yeah, the metal one that expands out.
It was wood. Ours were wood and they had a rubber tip on them, and they hurt like an MRF.
No, it was the nuns carried spoons. The nuns carried the wooden spoon.
Oh yeah, those were the worst.
Because it was a nice big flat round target to crack.
Yeah,
right on your hand, right on your knuckles.
So how did your passion for water come into play, John?
Oh, so originally going to college. Back in the day at Camp Carroll, Carroll College, I had been studying architecture originally when I was in high school at Arrowhead, did a lot of architectural classes there, went to Carroll when they had an architectural program, and got partway into schooling there, and then they cut the program on me after I finished all my prereqs. So went, okay, got to do something else. Did something else for a little while, ended up with a Bachelor of Science, art major, emphasis of photography. Went and sold for Men's Warehouse, went and worked for a marketing and advertising company before the economy bust in 2008, was downsized-ish, and ended up, good friend of mine, we all have one of those families that researches everything to death. And only buys the best stuff. He's a good friend of mine. He's a fraternity brother of mine. And he was picking up filters from water doctors for his reverse osmosis system and said, "Hey, they've got a sign out there looking for a salesperson." And went in, interviewed, had some of the strangest interviews I've ever had, and was hired and started there in sales and absolutely loved it. For those of you who have met Bob Richter, it would make sense as to why I had some of the strangest interviews. Love the man to death. He's like father to me, but definitely a character. And enjoyed every minute of working for him. Have had a blast. And after, about 5 years, 6 years into working for Water Doctors, I was sitting in a MBA meeting with a bunch of other business owners talking about what I wanted to do, and said I would love to own Water Doctors and help Bob retire, and got a great kind of reaction from some of my peers saying, "Absolutely, we think you can do it. You should push for it." It took about 2 years, but I was finally able to help him retire. September 1st. Of 2019 is when his official reign ended, and we took over.
Did it really ever end, John? Has it really ever ended?
Yeah, it has. I still see him regularly. I saw him this morning at the office, but it's been a lot of fun. I love what I do. I've got a passion for it, so it's been something that has been just a wonderful scenario for my wife and I, and we are truly blessed in the fact that we've been able to make this happen. And I truly appreciate all the help that Bob did for us to make that happen.
So this would be the clean plumbing trade that you're in, right? We'll call it the clean plumbing.
We are water treatment. I do not work on the shit stacks of the world. I'm not going to touch somebody's toilet. We do water treatment, so iron filters, drinking water systems, chlorine removal, bacteria and pathogen protection, and a couple other little fancy things, and then water heaters. So we don't play in the other side. I never want one of my guys out there doing something that I don't want to do. I'm also a licensed plumber now. I don't want to work on somebody's toilet. I also never want one of my guys working in one house where they're working on, you know, a potential contamination issue where then they go to the next house and they're working on somebody's drinking water. So that's me a giant red flag. And that's why you want somebody specialized in water treatment, just doing water treatment. So, but then I've also done a lot of fun things with the Metropolitan Builders Association over the years. I got to become a national delegate for them. So I get to do a lot of things with the National Home Builders or National Association of Home Builders. And it's been a blast. So keep myself busy.
Tell us and our audience, what really sparked that interest in being, quote unquote, the water doctor, being the water nerd, if you will?
So, I mean, one of the polite words is I'm kind of anal retentive. I am very particular.
Hang on. Hold on. Back that up just a moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Wait. All right. Wait, hang on.
So,
Did you actually get a haircut today?
I did.
For the show?
I did get a haircut today. Yes. I am particular about certain things. Yes.
Because I saw him last night at an event. And I'm like, okay, cool. And now he's at somebody else's studio so we can make it look nice and be there for us and help us. So kind of anal retentive is a understatement.
Yes, I am very particular in what I do and why I do it. And it led me in this career of being able to make sure that we are doing the right thing for our customers. Mm-hmm. Very early on, I started to figure out how I work. I want customer, company, self. If I take care of the customer the right way, the customer is going to take care of the company. Company is going to take care of me. So that's kind of my weird working philosophy, but I do that correctly. I go in, I'm looking at education first. I want my people to know what we do, why we do it, what are the options out there, whether it's for us or not. I say it all the time, good, bad, or indifferent for me, I don't care. I want you to have that right information so that you can make the right decision for you and your family. And I'm one of those people, I don't sit around and do nothing well. So I'm always trying to learn more. I really am. And I want to learn more. So in that process, I've gotten to understand water over the years pretty well and what needs to be done and why you need to do the certain things that you need to do. And that's just sparked the nickname of water nerd from certain builders and certain customers. And that's kind of me in a nutshell there.
I've heard your elevator numerous times, right? I've heard it over lots of different things, but you just need to give it to our audience because it is rather humorous. So, have your two fingers of coffee there for a moment, and then let us go with the hi. I'm John Atley. Give us the 30-second water treatment. It's good. It's hilarious.
So I'm John Atley with Water Doctors. We are a full-service water treatment company. Can take care of everything from a hospital to a boat or to a house with teenagers in it. Doesn't matter to me. I can take care of it all. We excel at things like iron and making sure that you don't have smelly, dirty water coming into the house. We are known for our Kinetico products, which come from Newberry, Ohio, American-made. And if you're looking for the best drinking water that you can put in you, Kinetico carries the Kinetico K5, the number one reverse osmosis system on the market. That's who we are. I don't farm anything out. My plumbers are my plumbers. My team, if you look us up on Google, you're going to see all sorts of reviews. You're going to see that people love to call out our employees for the wonderful job that they do. And that makes me so proud for our team. My lead plumber, who's in charge of our plumbing team, has now been with us for almost 19 years. Our operations manager has been with us now for over 19 years. I've been with us now for 15 years. Amber has been with us off and on for about 11 years. So we have a lot of people that want to stay with us.
So going through that side of it, talk us through as the business owner now, right? Because it used to be that Bob had to do all the hiring. It wasn't your own problem. Mm-hmm. Now becomes your problem on the hiring. Walk us through how those folks that have been there 19 years, 15, all those tenured employees, how are you supporting them in bringing in folks that are younger, maybe more mm-hmm. ambitious, maybe more technology ready? How are you dealing with that? And what are you doing to be successful with that employee transition world?
Sure. So when I first started as owner, we brought in a new plumber by the name of Andy. He had been in the plumbing world for about 10 years. He is mid-30s, we'll call it. But he was looking for a change. And, you know, tattoos, little bigger, gruffer kind of guy, but looking for that next opportunity that he could call home and needing a place to be able to be part of a family of. And so we brought him on in that scenario. And a lot of the conversations with me for him was about how we act, what we do, why we do it differently, what he should expect out of it for his life. And we've been able to kind of excel at that for him. He and I get to have a bunch of fun conversations. And as he has put it, he's going to be a lifer for me until I tell him he can't be. So
sweet. That's
awesome. All about making sure that for the 30 some year old, we can give him the opportunities that he wants. We're not there to take advantage of him, but we want to be able to give him the ability to excel where he wants to. He started off in just one part of the plumbing world for us, and he's really excelled. He now does full service installation service, and he's done some sales now over the last 6 months, and I can't tell you how proud we are of him. Our newest plumber, who has now been with us for just over a year, he is 23, 24, just got married. So cool. A younger plumber,
mm-hmm.
phenomenal work ethic.
Absolutely. That would be a Gen Z there, John, just in case you wanted to know.
way out of my wheelhouse. But we gave him the opportunity of what he was looking for. Our culture is very family first. We want to take care of our people. And so in what we do and how we do it, I think that shows quite well. And that's a little bit different. We have really worked hard to make sure that that culture is there. Comically, all of our employees are offered certain benefits for being with Water Doctors. One of them is once a month, we have a chiropractic team that comes in and does a 15-minute session with whoever wants to get that done with them. I will tell you, my oldest plumber started off when the first day was coming. He comes up to me and goes, I don't want this. This isn't something I ever want. They're going to crack my back, and then it's just, I'm always going to have to do it, and there's nothing a part of this. Okay. It's okay. You don't have to have him crack your back. You don't have to do anything. He's going to check you out, give you some tools so that in your work day, you can think about lifting things correctly and how to move better. As the senior most person by age on our team, it's one of those pieces that we want to make sure that he's not hurting himself and that he's going to be around for as long as he wants to be. Funny, the second time that our chiropractor came back, that plumber comes up to me and he goes, so can he come every week now? he is the first one to be there the mornings that the chiropractor comes in. He is the first one to get taken care of. He absolutely loves it. So it's just, but that's a little thing that we're trying to do in different from our competitors to show that, hey, we care about you. Our team isn't paying for it. Even the salespeople can come in and get that chiropractic work done. We all, as we age, you know, we get stiff, we're sore, we need that little bit of extra help and tweaking. And whether you're, 24 as our youngest, or you're, low 60s as our oldest, we need to be able to do those little bit of extra things. And that's some of the stuff that we do differently.
That's sweet. Like,
you can tell him that if he wanted to go weekly, though, he could pay for it on his own. The office is right down the road. It's okay. You can go weekly. It's just not ours.
Yeah. Yeah. Has he done that? No. He'd rather do it on my dime.
Right. Absolutely. Right. So, because he's a saver. He's a saver, John. He's 60 plus. He's save everything, right?
Yeah. He 100% does. So, yeah.
So one of the questions I have for you, John, is with such an age gap, what have you noticed with your younger workers? Have they brought anything or made you have to think of things differently with your entire workforce that's older? And how has that helped your business?
Well, that's an interesting question.
It's what we do here. We are like 60 minutes, so, John.
One of the things, that the older plumbing manager and I talk about is a lot of times it's needing to be a father figure to some of those younger guys. A lot of, because of their age, their fathers weren't somebody who taught them traditional work ethics or how to use certain tools or what to do in certain circumstances. So a lot of the times, in our weekly meetings, we're having the conversations of, you need to be a father figure to him in this scenario. Talk to him that way instead of, I'm your manager, you need to do this. It's much more of a, make me proud, show me that you can do this way. When you're having these troubles, did you try these scenarios? And if you've done that, then give me a call. I want to help you. I want to make you succeed. And giving them that encouragement that way. We have found that maybe upper 30s to mid 20s, they need that. They want that. They crave that.
Yep.
They don't always know that that's what they're looking for specifically. But I have found a lot of times if somebody has made themselves or gotten themselves into the trades, they're already comfortable doing stuff with their hands. They're already comfortable doing the work, but sometimes they still need that little extra father figure conversation. Sometimes it's no fun, but sometimes they need to hear that.
Right.
And usually we hear a day or two later, and that is what I needed to hear. Thank you. I'm sorry. We'll try harder, we'll do better. And it comes across in a, not in a you're in trouble way. It really comes across, make me proud. And that seems to have changed the way some of the groups talk to each other. Now, don't get me wrong. my senior tech and myself, Boomer, Xer, we like to go up. I'm not saying that he said something to me last week as I was carrying in cases of refreshments for them that just ticked me off. And I took them and I chucked them off my shoulder. And, God damn it, that's not what I did and what I said. And he immediately defended himself and I defended myself, and 5 minutes later, we were fine, but
yep.
With the younger generation, that is definitely how we have been trying to make it much more of that family, much more of that, hey, we want you to succeed, and we want that those warm fuzzy feelings for you. It's not always going to happen, but trying to have a conversation that way has been better. So Yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool. And how, if you were to ask that your younger generation, if you were to ask them how that makes them feel, if you will, or do they appreciate that? What do you think they would say?
Most of the time I would say that their reaction, because they've come back to me, has been very positive. They want to succeed. They want to know what they can do to help themselves succeed. And I find a lot of times in business, we're, because of our generation, we were just, hey, do this, and then whatever else needs to be done. But for them, they hear, do this, and if there's other stuff, people will tell you what to do. So then they sit there and they wait. Nobody told me to do anything else, so I don't know what else needs to be done. So helping them and helping push for that, to give them that, hey, we want you to succeed. We want you to grow. And here's, you know, look for these different things, and then help here and help there, and check with these people to make sure that the projects are on time and are being done. What else needs to be done correctly? Giving them those task-orientated directions has been helpful.
Yeah, you've got to retrain their brain, because their life has been scheduled since age 5, essentially, and there hasn't been the need to think beyond what I have to do right now.
Yeah.
As a delegate for the National Association of Home Builders, you know, you're chairing a subcommittee, you're doing some different things. What are you seeing at a national level from a generational and leadership perspective, or change of industry, or what can we look forward to here in the next 3 to 5 years, potentially, in that either workforce development or leadership changes, or the opportunity to be able to say, yes, we are welcoming young people in? What are you seeing at a national level?
Nationally, there are some really, really interesting programs. Iowa kind of has spearheaded a couple of these for getting people into the trades and getting them educated, whether they are still in high school or into college or beyond, getting them back into the trades. And there's a couple of national programs that are really pushing the development of these courses and these training centers across the United States. I'd love to say, you know, everything is, you know, rainbows and unicorns in the future. It's not. The hardest part, and for a lot of people who are in the trades, we know this, for every 5 people leaving, there's 2 people entering currently. We need growth in the trades. Over the last 5 to 7 years, we are starting to see high schools get involved with the technical colleges more and getting students to look at them a little bit more. But the biggest problem is we have a generation that's having kids right now that they were told, hey, you had to go to college.
Yep.
So you went to school, you had to go to college. Once you were done with college, you know, maybe a master's or get into a career. But if you went to a tech school, you were, you know, and pardon, you were a reject of, you know, this scenario. It was something that wasn't pushed upon for us.
Yep.
It was something that wasn't wanted. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you were a troublesome kid. Well, let's push you to the trades. No.
Correct.
Some of the smartest people I know are in the trades. They're phenomenal at it. But we had too many schools for too long that only cared about their graduation rate and going to college or university. And that stigma still needs to be broken. The good thing is we're seeing a lot of places across the United States that are working on making sure that stigma is going away. It's not perfect. We need to do more. And we need our local schools to do more with that too. There's a trades association here in the greater Milwaukee area that's working with youths to be able to get them involved. The WCTC in Waukesha County does a great job both with the high schoolers and with the with students that are trying to get into the trades. So those are good things, but we're still fighting a 5-to-2 ratio. For every 5 people that retire, only 2 take their place.
Correct.
And that's that's a hard thing.
It's math.
Yep.
What was it?
It's just math.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it is just math, but it's math that we need to fix.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Really need to fix. And then, you know, there's other national things that need to be done to fix the home building industry as a whole, but that's a little different scenario. So,
right. As a proud business owner in the, you know, clean plumbing world, somebody wants to get a hold of you either for your products or services or just to talk to you about how to get in the industry, or somebody that might be looking to get into your space in a different part of the country. How do they find you? Where do they connect with you? How do they find John Atley, the talkative sales guy?
So our website is h2o doctors.com. That's H2O, not zero, doctors.com. Our phone number here in Waukesha, 262-549-7733. My team will answer the phone. And if it's somebody who is trying to get in touch with me, they'll get you right on over to me. We've got a great team there. If you have just some general questions, a lot of times Bob in the office, by the way, his nickname is Boo Boo. He's been there for 19 years. Customers walk in, hey, Boo Boo. He is awesome. A great resource also. Yeah, that's his nickname.
That's awesome.
He's
okay, Yogi.
Big sign in his office that says Bob Boo Boo Moss. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yogi Bear reference there, folks. Yeah. For those that are old enough.